puffin', I pass fake. Got bad girls that like tattoos. I ain't that dude, but they fucks with me. Got good girls that don't fill the cup and don't give it up, but they fucks with me. Got girls in the heels with the makeup on, Marc Jacobs on, and they fucks with me. Got party girls that don't give a fuck and wanna live it up, but they fucks with me. Got real G's that's on the grind, work 9 to 5, and they fucks with me. Got young pros in a suit and tie with a coupe to drive, and they fucks with me. Got frat bros in tank tops that I can't rock, but they fucks with me. Got haters online hitting thumbs down. Stop fronting now. Don't fuck with me.
Welcome to February 2021. I'm not necessarily missing an action as much as it is I'm trying to manage all the moving details in my life. Or as my sister Ashley says, single moms do it all. Well, at least I'm trying to do it all. I'm not going to lie. There are some days I end up exhausted, which is why I thought I would unpack this part of the conversation with you all about the 100 units of attention and how they somehow and sometimes get mismanaged, but with the appropriate framing, you can get back on track.
I would say it's just like people who start a business, right? And actually, I think that therapy in many ways is the same thing, right? Like you get this, there's this idea and it's like, oh man, I want to change something, right? Like there's a pain that needs to be solved, right? So therapy and entrepreneurship, let's put them right next to each other. So entrepreneurs try to solve a pain in the market. The individual seeking out support is trying to solve an internal personal pain so that they can really get themselves to a place where they feel like, okay, this is healthier, right? Like every entrepreneur starts out with a dream and some debt. Yeah. They want to get themselves to a place of sustainability. They want to be in the black, not in the red. Same thing with these clients, right? They start off in the red, they drained, right? They're not working with much because they don't understand that, you know, we only get 100 units of attention. And in that 100 units of attention that we get every day, you know, 25% of those 25 units of that attention may go to trying to figure out how to communicate with the child so the child can really level up in ways where, you know, you can be proud and say that I really worked hard at making sure that, you know, my kid got X, Y, and Z. The other 25 units go towards, you know, the commute to work. What are you going to eat for lunch? What report did you have to turn in? Depending on the type of work that you do, right? So yeah, 50 units of attention already gone, right? Because that took up the morning, right? Yeah. That's taken up the first 5 hours of the day.
Yeah.
Now you actually have the environment at play, right? And what's going on there. So that's probably another 25 units of your attention. So by the end of the day, you probably have less than 25 units of it. You probably forgot to eat. Or you had something to do, but such and such started talking to you and you still didn't get it done. And that created new stressors. So you automatically lost some units of attention there. So you're working with 10 units of attention. And tomorrow, because you're not fully restored, because you still got the same stuff on your mind from when you first started, now you've just gone back up to about 34 units of attention. So you're always trying to get 100 units of attention. Put it right next to entrepreneurship. You start off with that 100 units of attention, man. This is the plan. This is what I'm going to write the business plan, right? You do the market research, but you find out you don't move fast enough. You don't move as fast as other people. You don't understand price valuation. So you're not even like setting the prices correctly. You don't have the right network, right? So who could have supported you and helped you and amplified you by 10, they just don't exist. So now you've got 75 units of attention already gone, right? Because now you're just trying to figure out how can I get my money back from this? And that's in the first year, just like that's the first day for that person. Now you keep going at that rate and at that pace, eventually you run yourself into the ground. So it's 3 years later, your business is not succeeding because, well, you just never really fully got the 100 units of attention down, right? Or you still at the job you hate, you still haven't been promoted because you've never really got back to having 100 units of attention, right? And your kids are still growing and you're still missing stuff and they're still offended and they still have emotions and you don't understand it because you feel like you're doing too much. And at that point, everything in the universe is supposed to revolve around you, but you don't even have enough units of attention to recognize what is going well and what is like tiny adjustments, right? Small adjustments. So let's fast forward that 5 years later. You decide, I want to put me first. Self-care, self-love, self-awareness, self-enhancement. So you work every day. I'm gonna wake up at this time. Guess I'm not happy about this, but this is what I'm going to do. Now you go from just being able to maintain 35 units of attention from from the previous 3 years to getting up to about 75 units of attention. So you're like, okay, this is working. You know, I'm a little sore, I'm a little tight. People notice the difference. Hey girl, what you been doing different? You know, I've decided to try keto, you know, lightweight though. So, you know, that's something different. That's something new. That person you would have snapped on 5 days ago, they don't even got your attention like that no more, because you found an outlet. You found a release, right? Because you working out now every morning reminds you to stretch. So your body is no longer keeping score and trying to get your attention in that way, because that's where you were losing units of attention to, right? The fatigue, the stress, the discomfort. Now, same thing with, that's just on the therapy, sorry, put that with the business. You have the entrepreneurs who are like, okay, well, I finally figured something out. When I post stuff like this, you know, I notice engagement goes up, this goes up. Oh shit, I should probably pay attention to these people because they might be my customers. Right. Oh, these might be my samplings of 1,000 true fans. Oh, wait, okay, wait a second. If I just pay attention, instead of trying to force what it is I want the world to see me doing, I just let the world kind of bob and flow with me, right? And it's like, okay, then let me do a little quick little pivot. That's working. So I'm not losing my units of attention to how much money I haven't restored or fully recouped, and I'm still in the red. Now I'm in year 5. I'm actually in the black now, right? I'm making a profit now, right? Like, oh, snap. And I'm starting to trust my decisions more. I'm not doing anything for clout anymore. And I'm not chasing the bag. The bag is showing up for me because hey, the law of attraction, I'm becoming more attractive to people. So things are becoming more attracted to me. You know what I mean? Like, they all work in the same way. Like, it's really weird for me to put them next to each other, but it's the same thing.
It's totally the same. And as you're talking, I'm like, oh, are most people living a forced life versus a full life? So that's what I'm up here thinking as everything you're just saying, like, wow. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. This is a conversation, girl. So what ends up happening is you have just figured out if you're going to be an entrepreneur, it's about self-development. If you're going to be a parent and you want to be good at it, it's about self-development. But here's the irony. Entrepreneurship, the self-development is for you. It's for your legacy, right? Yeah. It's for generational wealth. As a parent, self-development is for your child. That self is sitting on the outside of you. Mm-hmm. Raise it well. So it's like, hey, all you gotta do is pay attention. How are you framing things, right? Like, how have you framed it? Because if you ain't healthy and you not happy, you not whole, you're not raising happy, healthy, and whole children. So that's where the cycle begins. So when you come to a therapist, you know, don't tell me how to raise my kids. Okay, great. I'm not gonna tell you how to raise your kids. Because obviously you heard that a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. You knew some shit your mama did was not cool, or your daddy did was not cool. And her default response, don't tell me how to raise my kids. So you are not willing to be vulnerable. So automatically 25 units of your attention go to defensiveness. I understand that as a therapist, right? But my thing is, like, I'm not just a scholarly practitioner, right? I work with energy, right? I'm hey, you're not ready to be healed, and I'm not ready to sit here and break my back for it. So you come back when you're ready, and you know, it'll be more affordable for you. But I have to understand, how many units of attention are you working with? Because it takes time. It takes practice to get to that full 100 units, right? That's not something you're not going to have it every day, right? Like, I joined the army. I was not a great soldier immediately, right? That took time. It took practice. I've been in for 13 years, right? Like, the first time I jumped out of an airplane, I wasn't like, oh, maybe like the 12th time I jumped out of an airplane, I was like, okay, I'm a fucking badass, right? Like, that takes practice. Although I will tell you, that shit is still scary, no matter how you spin it. So, and that always takes at least 15 units of attention for me, because I'm always like, I'm going to throw up, right? You have those same experiences in life. You just have to know what to do with those units of attention. So I recommend that when you're going to come to me specifically, look at the company name. It's called Tactful Disruption for a reason. When we say boldly editing workplace italics, the workplace and space has everything to do with who you are, where you are, and how do you want to work it, right? Like, how do I help you get rid of your ill-fitted, outdated approaches to how you work your venture? Your life is a venture. It's a journey. A venture is not specific to a business idea or a business concept, but you have to recognize that, like, people can't pour into you until you pour into yourself. And if that self that you need to pour into is an extension of you that you birth, well, then you should raise your child accordingly. Okay, I'm done.
Look, mic drop. I think we...